Conversations with Bob, a Peace Corps worker, an American Peace Corps worker, in Mayapur, February 27, 1972. Bob's first question is, what is a scientist?
A scientist means one who knows things. Algebra. That is science. So, Krishna means all of that. আমি তো আনসার পাই না, তুমি আর ঠিক হয়ে না তা দেখ সি আর ক্যান্সার আই ওয়াজ লুকিং ইয়ার ওল্ড তা আই ওয়াজ লুকিং আর লাইক আমি The Krishna means all attract.
All attractive.
So unless God becomes all attractive, how we can become God? Man is important when he is attractive. Is it not? So, God must be attractive. And attractive for all. If God has got any name, or if you want to give any name to God, only Krishna can be.
So why only the name Krishna?
Because all attractive. Krishna, this word means all attractive.
Oh, I see.
God has no name, but by his quality, we give his name.
May he be called...
That's right. If a man is very beautiful, we call beautiful. If a man is very intelligent, we call him wise. The name is given according to the quality. Because God is all attractive, therefore the only name Krishna can be applied to. Krishna means all attractive.
What about a name meaning all powerful?
Yes, but attraction is unless you are powerful, how you can be attractive? Inclusive. He must be very beautiful, he must be very wise, he must be very powerful, he must be very famous.
Is Krishna attractive to rascals?
Oh yes. He is the greatest rascal.
How is this?
Because he was teasing all of the gopis. Yes. Radharani would go because she was married and Krishna would attack. When she fell down, Krishna, don't torture me in that way. Anyway, he fell down and Krishna will take the opposite and kiss her. So, from superficially, Radharani was very pleased. But superficially, Krishna is the greatest rascal. So unless rascaldom is not in Krishna, how rascaldom is there, existence in the world? Because our formula of God is that He is the source of everything. I start not to talk. Kata koi mana? Unless rascaldom is not in Krishna, how it can be manifest? Because he is the source of everything. But his rascaldom is so nice that everyone worships his rascaldom.
But what about the rascals who are not so nice?
Rascaldom is not nice. But Krishna is absolute God, therefore rascaldom is also good. Krishna is all good, God is all good. Therefore, when he becomes rascal, that is also good. That is Krishna. Rascaldom is not good. But when it is practiced by Krishna, because he is absolute good, so that rascaldom is also good. That one has to understand.
Are there some people who do not find Krishna?
It is not, no question of some people. Krishna cannot be compared with some people.
Do some people find him not attractive? Do some people find Krishna not attractive?
No. Anyone will find him. Some people must be of some kind. He excites any kind of people. He will be attractive. Who is not attractive? Close a man, example. So this man, this living entity is not attractive. Just find out.
Somebody who wishes to do things in life that he may feel are wrong, but he wishes to do to gain power or prestige or money, may find God unattractive. He may not find God attractive because God gives
no,
him
no, not the God. Because he wants to be powerful, his attraction is to become powerful. Man wants to become powerful or rich. Isn't that? But nobody is richer than Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is attractive.
If a person who wants to become rich prays to Krishna, will he become rich?
Oh, yes.
He can become rich through
the
name.
Oh, yes. Because Krishna is all powerful. If you pray to Krishna to become rich, Krishna will make you rich.
Even if you do not live, even if you live an evil life, you will still become rich. If somebody lives an evil life but prays to become rich, they may still become rich.
Yes. Prayers to Krishna, that is not evil.
I think
somehow or other, he prays to Krishna. She cannot say that he is evil.
Yeah.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Apite Sudurachara Bhajate Imam Anandabha. You have read it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the Sanskrit I don't know, but the English maybe I do.
Mm.
Even if the most evil man prays to me,
yes,
he will be elevated.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. So as soon as he begins to pray to Krishna, that is not able. Therefore, he is all upset. Well, into
No.
Krishna's life?
Not much.
No. Krishna, mother, Krishna's mother, that the absolute truth of the Supreme Personality Godhead is the reservoir of all pleasure. Rasa-vaisham. Everyone is hankering after something because he really says some mellow in it.
Excuse me?
Some mellow.
And mellow.
Yes. Because a man is drinking. Why is drinking? He's getting some mellow out of that drinking. A man is hungering after money. Because by possessing money, he gets a mellow out of it.
What does mellow mean? Okay.
What is mellow?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pleasing taste. So, Veda says, Raso Vaisha, the exact Sanskrit translation of mellow is rasa. What is that?
Is
that all of that. All of that. You are becoming all upset.
No.
No more upset. And you are all attractive daughter.
He is an all attractive Maya.
Still she is all upset. Everyone loves. Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure.
This must be a new book.
Yes.
All parts of tonight, again, is it Krishna, is the greatest scientist. And if I said more, I remember, I can't recall now. There was something else you said that stuck in my mind. I just can't recall. Can you remind me?
How is Krishna the greatest scientist?
You know what it is? The scientist means one who knows a subject matter thoroughly. He's scientist. Krishna, he knows everything.
You said, I told you I teach science. You had said something about teaching. Or teaching a client.
No. Teaching, unless you have got perfect knowledge, how you can teach? Don't go up. Proposition.
Without perfect knowledge, though, you can teach what knowledge you have.
That is teaching. That is not teaching, that is sitting. Walk on this earth, they said, there are the chants. And the creation took place. Perhaps, what is it? Simply sitting. It is not teaching, it is sitting.
Let me say what else you said this morning. That was interesting. I asked him about miracles. And I said that only a fool would believe in miracles, because let us say you are a child. An adult lifts this table, that's a miracle. You're a chemist. You combine acid and base and make smoke and explosion or whatever. To somebody ignorant, that's a miracle. And for everything, there's a process. And so when you see a miracle, it's just ignorance of the process. So that only a fool would believe in miracles. And you correct me if I say wrong.
No, yes.
That when Jesus came, the people then were somewhat more ignorant and needed miracles as aid. I wasn't sure. That's
what he did. Miracle.
I had asked this in relation to what you hear about in India.
That's not too bad.
Yes.
What is spoken about? Kunti.
Without perfect knowledge, can I not teach some things? For example, I may...
You don't teach after battle.
Yeah.
Which I do know.
But should not claim to teach more than I know.
Yes. That is teaching.
In other words, you can't teach the truth.
Huh?
You can't teach the truth.
Yes.
Partial knowledge.
And that is not possible by any human being. Because any human being, his senses are imperfect. So how he can teach perfect knowledge? Look what you see the sun like this. You have no means to approach the sun. If you say we can see the sun by telescope and this and that, and that is also made by you. And you are imperfect. You are in the same prison in fact. Because that telescope we can say that we are seeing, but that machine is made by you, and you are imperfect. How your machine can be perfect? But for your knowledge of the sun is imperfect. So you don't teach about the sun unless you are perfect. That is cheating.
But what about to teach that it is supposed that the sun is 93 million miles away?
How can I say it? Suppose it is not scientific.
But I think almost all of science then is not scientific. All science.
What is science?
It's based on, you know, suppositions.
Yes.
This or that. So imperfect knowledge may be thought.
Huh?
Imperfect.
So everything imperfect. Just like they are advertising so much about. Moon. Do you think the knowledge is imperfect?
No.
Yes?
What do you think is the proper duty of a teacher?
No more. Huh?
What is the proper duty of a teacher in a society, let's say a science teacher? What should he be doing in the classroom?
Classroom, he should simply teach about Krishna.
He should not teach about...
No, that will include anything. But his aim should be how to know Krishna.
Can a scientist teach the science of combining acid and alkaline and this kind of science with Krishna as its object?
How it can be?
If you, when one studies science, one finds general tendencies of nature, and these general tendencies of nature point to a control.
Baba was explaining the other day that in Madras or where, who was set up this chemical? Asked one chemist, and according to chemical formula, how did an oxygen mix? It becomes water. Is it not?
Sure.
Now, this vast water in the Atlantic Ocean and Pacific Ocean, how much chemical were required?
How much?
Yes. How many tons?
Many.
So who supplied it?
This was supplied by God.
Somebody must have supplied?
Yes.
So that is, you can teach like that.
Should one bother teaching that if you combine acid and alkaline,
something that now you have to look, there are so many effervescents. So, who is performing it? Who is supplying the oxygen and oxygen?
So this comes from the same source as the water.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Water you cannot manufacture unless you have got hydrogen and oxygen. So here is a vast, not only this supplanting our facility, there are millions of planets, and there are millions of Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. So who created this water with hydrogen and oxygen, and how it was supplied? What is our question? Somebody must have supplied, otherwise how it came to existence?
But should it also be taught how you make water from hydrogen and oxygen, the procedure of burning them together? Should this also be taught? That if you burn hydrogen and oxygen together...
That is secondary.
Excuse me?
That is secondary. That is not very difficult. Just like this malati makes puri, so there is flour and there is ghee, and she makes puri. But unless there is ghee and flour, where is the chance of making puri? In the Bhagavad Gita, that this water, earth, air, fire, they are made of mind energy.
Made of what is that?
Mind energy. Your body, what is your body? This external body, that is your energy. You know that? Your body is made out of your own energy. That's why I'm eating.
Yeah.
So I'm creating some energy. Huh. And therefore my mouth is melting.
Oh, I see.
So therefore your body is made out of your energy.
But what? But when you eat the food, there's energy from the sun in the food.
No. I'm giving the example. I'm creating some energy by digesting the food. And that is maintaining my body. Therefore, my body is maintained by my energy. If your energy supply is not proper, then your body becomes not in proper order. Therefore, the conclusion is that your body is made out of your own energy. Similarly, why this big, gigantic body, universe, is not made of Krishna's energy? How come that? As your body is made out of your energy, similarly, the universal body must be made by somebody's energy. That is Krishna.
Follow that.
Well, follow. It is fast. Your cells are growing daily. Why? Because you have got some energy.
The energy I obtained from my food.
You have obtained that energy. And through that energy, your cells are growing. So if your body is manufactured by your energy, similarly, the whole gigantic manifestation is made of God's energy. It is a fact, it is not your energy.
Yeah, oh, I see that.
It's like aren't the planets in this universe, the sun's energy, a product of the sun's energy?
Yeah, but who produced the sun? That is Krishna's energy. Because it is heat. And Krishna says, Bhumi Rapa Anala Bhai, Anala, Anala. Heat it. And that is my energy. The sun is the presentation of the heating energy of Krishna. It is not your energy. You cannot say that the sun is made by me. But somebody must come there. And Krishna says, so Bhumi does it, Krishna. And what are you at this night?
Krishna?
Yes. Our knowledge is perfect. You cannot say, if I say that heat is energy of Krishna, you cannot defy it. Because it is not your energy. That's why in your body there is some certain extent of heat. Similarly, heat is somebody's body's energy. And he's your body. And that is Krishna. Krishna says, yes, it is my energy. So my knowledge is perfect.
Come on, do this thing. If you want to get the invention of the greatest scientist, go around with this thing. I'm not in fool personally, but because I take the knowledge from the greatest scientist, I'm with it. I have no difficulty.
Excuse me.
I have no difficulty to become the greatest scientist because I take the knowledge from the greatest scientist. Just ask what our power was. It has mind, intelligence, and ego. Go and mind, eight separated energies.
They're separate energies.
Yes.
Separated.
Separating. No? What does this mean? What does this mean? The separated energy of the cloud. Is it not? It is the manifestation of the separated energy of craft.
Like a byproduct?
Huh? What?
Byproduct?
Yes.
So, what is the significance of this energy being separated?
Separated means this is made out of the body of the cow, but it is not cow. That is the body.
So this earth and all is made out of Krishna, but it is not Krishna.
It is not Krishna. You can say Krishna and not Krishna simultaneously. What is our presence? One and different. You cannot say different because these things without Krishna have no existence. At the same time, you cannot say, then let me worship water. Without Krishna, without the divine peace, they say that because everything is God, so whatever I say, that is God worship. The Ramakrishna mission says that. But that's wrong.
The Ramakrishna mission says that?
Yes. The Mahabharata, because everything is made of God, so everything is God. That is God. But our philosophy is everything is God, but I did not bother.
Oh, what on earth is God?
Huh?
Is there anything on earth that is God?
Yes. Because it is made out of the energy of God. But does not mean that anything you worship is God.
So what is on earth? Oh, it's not Maya. It is...
Maya means energy.
Means energy.
Yes. Maya, another means illusion.
Yeah, yeah.
So foolish person, the energy is accepted as the energetic. That is Maya. Yeah, just like sunshine, sunshine enters your room, sunshine is the energy of the sun. But because the sunshine has entered in your room, you cannot say the sun has entered. If sun enters, then your room and yourself, everything will be finished. You will not have the leader to understand that sun has entered. Is it not?
It is
not. But you cannot say that sunshine is not sun. But we don't say where is the sunshine. So you cannot say sunshine is not sun. But at the same time, it is not sun. It is sun and not sun, both. That is our philosophy. Achinta Vedava, inconceivable. In the material sense, you cannot conceive that the things are materially positive or negative. That you cannot think. That is inconceivable energy. And because everything is Krishna's energy, Krishna can manifest himself from any energy. And act. Therefore, when we worship Krishna, made of something, or art, water, or something like that, that is Krishna, that is not Krishna. You cannot say it is not Krishna. When you worship this metal form of Krishna, that is Krishna. That's a fact. Because metal is energy of Krishna. So it is not different from Krishna. And Krishna is so powerful that he can present himself fully in his energy. So this deity Vasi is not hidden. It is actually worshipping God. So how do you know this process?
If you know the process, then the deity becomes Krishna.
Yeah, not becomes, it's Krishna.
The deity is Krishna,
yeah.
But only if you know the process.
Yeah. Just like this electric wire, it's Krishna, it's electricity. One who knows the process, he can drive electricity out of it.
Otherwise, it's just wire.
Yes,
sir. Well, if I build a statue of Krishna, it is not Krishna. But if I, unless...
No, it is Krishna. But you have to know the process that it is Krishna. It is Krishna.
It is not just earth and mud. It
no, earth has no separate existence without Krishna. Krishna says, in my energy, you cannot separate the energy and the energy. It is not possible. You cannot separate heat from fire. The fire is different from the heat. And heat is different from the fire. You are taking heat, but does that mean you are taking fire? Fire, in spite of expanding heat, it puts its identity. Similarly, Krishna, by his different energies, creating everything, he remains Krishna. So Maharaj Vrajata, they think if Krishna is everything, then Krishna's separate identity is not there. That is material thing. Drinking this milk, little, when I finish, there is no more milk. It has gone to my belly. Krishna is not like that. because he's omnipotent. We are utilizing his energy continually. It still is there. Just like a man begetting children and literally, but man is there. Crude example. It's not done because he has produced hundreds of children, but he has finished. So similarly, God or Krishna, in spite of his unlimited number of children, he is there. Purna cha purna maga purna meva avasista. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is never finished. So powerful, that's what we attract. This is one side of the display of Krishna's energy. Similarly, he has got unlimited energies. This study of Krishna's energy is only one side, or portion only. In this way, if you go on studying Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. It is not Krishna and bogus things. And maybe Parashana, absolutely. It is.
And the study itself is never finished.
No. How come it? It's not only eternal energy.
Some devotees just and ask some questions. Law of sex in one's life. Way they feel, but I can't see myself acting the same way. I'll be getting married in this end of this summer. I'll be getting married the end of this summer in September or August when I return to America. The devotees say that the pass holders only have sex to conceive a child. And I cannot picture myself at all in such a position. And what kind of sex life can one lead living in the material world?
The basic principle is that one should avoid sex life altogether. Whole basic principle is to get liberation from this material bondage. And there are different attachments for this material enjoyment. Out of eight, sex life is the source of topmost enjoyment. The Bhagavad says that this material world, Pungshang Priya Vinsuni Bhavam Etak, means that man is attached to woman, and woman is attached to man. Not only human society, in animal society. That attachment is the basic principle of material life. So, a woman is after the association of a man, and a man is entering, seeking the association of a woman. All the six months cinema or even ordinary advertisement, simply they depict the attachment between man and woman. Even in tailor's shop, he'd find in the window some woman, some man. Huh? This attachment is already there.
Man and woman.
So if you want to get liberation from this material world, then that attachment should be reduced to nil. Otherwise, simply for the attachment, you'll have to take birth and rebirth, either as human being, or as demigod, or as a as an animal, as a serpent, as a bird, as a bee. You have to take it. So, this basic principle of attachment increasing is not our reason. It is decreasing. Prasthiresham bhutanam nidvittestu mahapalam. This is the general tendency. But if one can reduce and stop it, that is sattva. Therefore, our Vedic system is, first of all, a boy is trained as a brahmachari. No sex life. Brahmachari. He goes to the teacher's home. The whole principle is, Vedic principle is, to reduce it, not to increase it. Therefore the whole system is varnasram dharma. However, the Indian system is called varna and ashram, four spiritual orders and four social orders. Social order is brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. This is spiritual order. And social order is brahman, kshatri, vaishya, shudra. So under this system, the regulative principles are so nice that even one has got the tendency for enjoying material life, he is so nicely molded that at last he gets liberation and goes back to home, back to God. This is the problem. So, sex life is not required. On principle. But because we are attached to that, therefore there are some regulated things. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Punkhan Sriyami Sri Bhagavatam Saur Mitha Hi Vayam Hi Mahu Atat Vihas Ketra Sutatma Vishtai Janasa Mohoyam Ahangamameti. It is said that this is the basic principle of material life. Attachment for man or woman. And when they are united, when a man and woman is united, that attachment becomes increased. And that increased attachment will induce him for griha, means home, kshetra, means land, suta, means children, apta, friendship, or society, and vitta, vitta means money. In this way, griha, kshetra, suta, apta, vitta, he becomes entangled. Janasya mohoyam. This is illusion. And by this illusion, he becomes aham momenti. I am this body, and anything in relationship with this body, that is mine.
What is that again?
This attachment increases. The material attachment. The material attachment means I am this body, and because I have got this body in a particular place, that is my country, and that is going on. I am American, I am Indian, I am German, I am this, I am that, this body. This is my country, I shall sacrifice everything for my country, society. So in this way, the illusion becomes increased. So under this illusion, when he dies, he gets another body that may be superior body or inferior body, according to some. So if he gets superior body, then that is also entanglement. Even if he goes to the heavenly planet, that is entanglement. And if he becomes cat and dog, then he's like, you know, a tree, there is every sound. So this science is not known in the world. So how the soul is transmigrating from one body to another, and how it is being entrapped in different types of body. This science is unknown. Therefore, when Arjuna was speaking from the bodily concept of life, that is, if I kill my brother, if I kill my grandfather, the other side, so he was simply thinking on the basis of bodily concept of life. But when it was not solved, he surrendered to Krishna, accepting a spiritual master, and when Krishna became his spiritual master, he chastised him in the beginning. Asatyananusutastam prajnavadansuvat, that you are talking like learned man, that you are a fool number one, because you are talking on the bodily concept of life. So the sex life increases the bodily concept of life. Therefore, the whole process is to reduce it to nil.
Over the stages of your life.
Yes. Reduce it just like a boy is trained up as a student up to 25 years, restricting sex life, brahmacharya. So, some of the boys, they remain nashik brahmacharya. He, because he is given education, so if he becomes fully conversant, he doesn't like to marry. But one who has not such restraint, he is allowed to marry. That is also restricted, that he cannot have sex life without being married. Therefore, in the human society, there is marriage, not in the animal society. But we are reducing human society gradually to animal society. We are forgetting marriage. That is also written in the Shastra. Shikarami vahi udbahi. In the Kali Yuga, there will be no marriage performances, but the boy and the girl, they will simply agree to live together. Dhampatya udatine vahi. And their relationship will exist on sexual power. In which the man or the woman is deficient in sex life, then there is divorce. So, on this philosophy, there are many Western philosophers like Freud and others. They have written so many books, but according to Vedic culture, we are not interested. We are interested only for getting children, that's all. Not to study the psychology of sex. There is already psychology, pravritti, natural. Anyone does not read any philosophy, he'll be sexually inclined. There is no need of philosophizing sex life. Nobody is taught sex life in the school and the college. Everyone knows it as it is. The Kavitirisan Bhutana Midvitte Sumahakalam. That is the general tendency. But education should be given to stop it. That is the allergy.
for today is a radical concept for nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Presently in America, that's a radical concept.
Well, in America, there are so many things which require total deformation. And this Krishna consciousness movement is that. When I went to a country, so I saw these boys and girls living as friends. I said that he cannot live as friends, he must get yourself married.
Many people see that even marriage is not sacred, so they find no desire to, because people get married, and if things are not proper, they get divorced so very easy.
That, yes, that also.
That some people feel to get married is not
no, the idea is that marriage is not sacred. They think marriage is a legalized prostitution. They think like this. But marriage is not that. Even that Christian paper, what is that,
Vatsala.
Oh. It has criticized one priest has allowed the marriage between man to man, homosexual. So these things are going on. They take it purely for prostitution. So therefore people are thinking, what is the use of keeping a regular prostitution at a cost of heavy expenditure? So, better not to have this.
You use the example of a cow in the market?
Yes, and the milk is available in the market, but the use of keeping a cow. This is very abominable condition. In the Western countries, we have seen. Here also in India, gradually it is coming to be so. Sir, Hasan sir, Boson. Is especially meant for making human life reaching the real goal.
Real goal?
Real goal of life.
Is the real goal of life to know God?
Yes.
That is the real goal, to know God.
Yes. Go back to home, back to God. That is the real goal of life. Just like the water coming from the sea as cloud falls down as rain, and the actual goal is to flow down the river and again go to the sea. So we have come from God. Now we are embarrassed in this material life. Therefore the aim should be how to get out of this embarrassment and go back to home, back to God. This is the goal of it. Maam upita kauntiya dukhalayam asasvatam. Nāpnabhanti mahātmāna saṃsiddhīṃ paramāṅgata. That is the version of Bhagavad Gita. If anyone comes back to me, māmupeṣya, kaunteya, మాము కీర్తూపం చేయ దుఃఖాలయం అశాశ్వతం నాప్నువంతి. He does not come back again. Where? In this place, Dukkhalam Asashvatam. This place is the abode of misery. Everyone knows that he has become fool, befooled by so-called leaders. This is miserable life, material life. So Dukkhalam, Krishna says, God says, that this place is Dukkhalam. It is a place of misery. And that also Asashvatam. You cannot make a compromise. All right, let it be miserable. I shall remain as American or Indian. No, that you also cannot do. You cannot remain as American. You may think that you are born in America, you are very happy, but you cannot remain as American for long. You'll have to be kicked out of the place. And next life you do not know. Therefore it is Dukkhalam Asashvatam. That is our philosophy.
When you have some knowledge of God, then life is not permissible.
No, some knowledge will not do. You must have perfect knowledge. Janma karma me vibham je jana ki tattva. Tattva means perfect. That perfect knowledge is being taught in the Bhagavad Gita. So, we are giving chance to the human society to learn Bhagavad Gita as it is and make its life perfect. That is Krishna consciousness movement. What your science says about the transmigration of the soul?
I think that science cannot deny it. By scientific method, cannot deny it, or does scientific method show it? Science does not know of it.
That's why I say imperfect science.
Science may, though, say something. It is said in science that energy is never destroyed.
That's all right, but how the energy is working in future, that science doesn't know. How the energy is diverted, how by different manipulation the energy is working differently. That's why electric energy, by different handling, it is creating heater and it is creating cooler. Just opposite, but the same electric energy. So similarly, this energy, living energy, how it is being directed, which way it is going, how it is satisfying in the next life, they do not know. They do not know. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is very simplified. You are covered by this dress, by this tart. When this tart is not workable, it changes. Similarly, this body is just like hot and cold. When it is no longer workable, we have to change.
What is the we that has to change? What is constant?
That is soul.
One life to the next.
That is soul. I. What you are seeking, you. What I am speaking, I need to be Atma, or soul.
My soul is different than your soul.
Yeah. You are individual soul. I am individual soul.
You have removed yourself from karmic influences. If I was to remove myself from karmic influences, would our souls be the same or different?
Soul is just like you are under certain conception of life at the present moment, just like you are this countrymen. They were under certain conception of life, but by training, they have taken another conception of life. So, the ultimate training is how to become a Krishna concept. That is success.
Two people are Krishna conscious. Is their soul the same?
Soul is always the same.
In each person is it the same?
Yes.
At this point...
Soul, a spirit soul, pure soul, they are all equal, even an animal. Therefore, it is said, Pandita Samadarshina means those who are actually learned, they do not see the outward covering, either human being or animal.
They are all equal and the same, or just equal? Are they equal and the same, or are they just equal?
No, equal and the same. Qualitatively and quantitatively.
Also
different. Huh?
Also individuality is different.
The individuality becomes different in accordance with the development of consciousness. So therefore, when one comes to Krishna consciousness, then there is no difference. Because one only is of that time, how to start political variety. And that is nice.
But they are the same because they are flowers.
Yes.
In that sense.
Yeah, that is Asunta Vedare philosophy. Everything is one and different, simultaneous.
If I may ask another question on this.
Yes.
The soul may be, I have considered somewhat as part of God, but my soul I do not feel, but at times I think I feel God. I'm here, maybe, and you may say God is here. If the soul is inside me, then should I be able to feel God inside me? Not all of God, I mean, but... not to mean to say that I feel I am God, but to mean to say I feel that I am God. I was asking the soul being part of God, but I don't feel my soul, God in me, but God may be here, separate from me. But should I be able to feel God inside me because my soul is a part of God?
Well, God is inside us.
If I could feel God inside me, and I should be able to understand transmigration, I would say. If I could feel God inside me,
yes.
Feel the soul, then I should be...
God is inside and outside us. that is to be known.
And how do you feel God inside you?
That is, of course, not in the beginning. But you have to know it from the shastras, by the Vedic information, as in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that Ishara Sarvabhutanam Vidyesha Arjuna Tishtati. God is there in everyone's heart. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is also said, Anna Antarasam Paramanasya, not only in my heart, God is also within the atom. So this is the first information. And then, by yogic process, you have to realize it.
Yogic process?
Yes. Paramatma realizes.
Is chanting Hare Krishna such a yogic process?
Yes. It is also yogic process.
What kind of yogic process must I do to find out, to feel this information, to feel the soul inside?
Yes, there are many different yogic processes, but for this age, this process is very nice.
Chanting.
Yes.
Through this, I can feel not only God outside, but God inside.
You understand everything of God. How God is inside, how God is outside, how God is working, everything will be revealed. Sevan Mukhehi Jivhado, Tameva Suratada. By this service attitude, God will reveal himself. You cannot understand God by your endeavor. God revealed. Just like when the sun is out of your sight, you cannot see the sun by your torchlight or any light, any amount of scientific method. You cannot see the sun at night. But in the morning, you can see the sun automatically, without any torchlight. Similarly, you have to create a situation, you have to put yourself in a situation when God will reveal. Not that by your method you can ask God, please come, I will see. No, God is not your order for you.
We must please God for Him to reveal. Is that correct?
Yes. Seven more things you have.
How do we know when God is free? How do we know when God is free?
When you see Him. That will understand. It's like when you eat, you didn't require to ask anybody whether you are feeling strength or your hunger is satisfied. If you eat, you understand that you are satisfied. You are feeling strength. You are feeling energy. It doesn't require to inquire anymore. Similarly, if actually if you serve God, then you will understand that God is dictating me. God is, I am seeing God.
Or God's representative.
Huh?
Or God's representative.
Yes. It
becomes easier.
Yes. Therefore you have to go through the God's representative. Jasa prasada bhagavat prasada. If you please God's representative, then automatically God becomes pleased. That is it. That you can directly see.
How to please God?
Huh?
How to please God?
He has to carry out his order, that's all. God implanted in his guru. So he is asking you to do this, to do that. If you do that, that is pleasing. Yasya prasadat na lati kutopi. If you displease him, then you are nowhere. Therefore, we worship Guru, Sakshadhari Tena Samastha Shastri, Ruttasthata Bhavata Yavasadhi. The Guru should be accepted as God. That is the injunction of all Shastras.
The Guru should be accepted as representative of God.
Yes, Guru is representative. Guru is the external manifestation of Krishna.
But different than like the incarnation of Krishna.
Yes.
In what way is the external manifestation of the Guru different than the external manifestation of, let us say, Krishna or Chaitanya when they come to earth?
Guru is one representative of Krishna. So there are symptoms to his Guru. The general symptoms is described in the Vedas. Sadvijnanatham Guru Meva Vivachet Sotriyam Brahmanistham. The first symptom is Sotriyam. Guru is in disciplic succession, one who has thoroughly heard about the Vedas through his spiritual mind. This is general description. The another description is in the Bhagavatam, Tatma Gurum Prabhadvita Jigyasu Se Uttamam Sabe Parechanishnatham Brahmani Vasamasya. Generally, the Guru's symptom is that he is a perfect devotee. That's all. And he is serving Krishna by preaching his message.
Lord Chaitanya, he was not a guru. He was different from guru.
He's guru.
Lord Chaitanya, he was a different type of guru than you were.
No. Guru cannot be different type. All gurus are one type.
But he was he also an incarnation at the same...
Yes, he is Krishna himself, but he is representing as Guru.
I see.
Yes.
And then,
because Krishna, as God, he demanded that sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. But people misunderstood him. Therefore, Krishna again came as Guru and taught people how to surrender to Krishna.
He say, Bhagavad Gita, I am
a
spiritual master.
Huh?
Krishna say, I am a spiritual master.
Yes, he is the original spiritual master. Because he has accepted spiritual master, Arjuna. What is the difficult? Sishasti ham sadhimam prapannam. I am your disciple. So unless his spiritual master, how Arjuna becomes his disciple? He is the original Guru. Tene Brahma Rida Adhikabhaya in the Bhagavad. That he gave instruction about Vedas in the heart of Brahma. So he is Guru.
Krishna.
Yes, he is the original Guru. Then his disciple Brahma is Guru. then his disciple Narada is guru, then his disciple Vyasa is guru. In this way, there is guru parampara, even parampara praptam. The transcendental knowledge is received through the disciple's success.
So, a guru receives his knowledge through the succession, not directly from Krishna. Do you receive some knowledge directly from Krishna?
Yes, Krishna's direct instruction is there, Bhagavad Gita.
I see,
but you have to learn it through the disciple's success, another way you misunderstand.
But presently, you do not receive information directly from Krishna. It comes through the succession from the books.
Yeah. There is no difference. Suppose if I say that this is a pencil, and if you say to him, this is a pencil, and he says to another man, this is a pencil, then what is the difference between his instruction and my instruction?
Krishna's mercy allows you to know this now.
No, Krishna's mercy you can take also, provided it is delivered as it is. But just like we are instructing people, Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, sarva dhamman paritajya mami kang saranam bhaja. Now we are saying that you give up everything, just surrender to Krishna. So therefore, there is no difference between Krishna's instruction and our instruction. There is no deviation. So if you receive knowledge in that perfect way, then it is as good as receiving instruction directly from Krishna. But you don't change anything.
When I pray faithfully and reverently, does Krishna hear me?
Yes.
Directly.
Yes.
From me to him.
And because he is in your heart. He is always hearing you. When you are praying or not praying, you are doing some nonsense, he is also hearing. And when you pray, that is very good, welcome. But even if you are doing some nonsense, he is hearing.
Is praying louder than nonsense?
Huh?
To Krishna's ear, is praying louder than nonsense talk?
No. He is all perfect. He can hear any temper or any degree of saying. Even if you don't speak, even if you simply think, he can hear you. As soon as you think that I shall do it, then hears it. Sarvasvatahang jidisan nivishta.
But one should pray, is that so? But one should.
That is his business.
Excuse me?
That is his business. Praying.
Whose business? I mean,
every living entity. That is the only business. Eko bahunan virudhati kaman. That is the statement of the Vedas.
What does that mean?
He supplies everything. Everyone. Actually, he's supplying. He's supplying food to everyone. So his father. So why should you not pray? Father, give me this. Just like in Christian Bible, the Father give us our daily bread. That is good. We are accepting the Supreme Father. But grown-up children, they should not ask from the Father, but they should be prepared to serve the Father. That is what we.
so nicely.
Thank you, Ada.
Should I ask you another question now?
Oh, yes, yes.
I have said that we are influenced by the different gunas, passion, ignorance.
No, no. I don't.
I've read about there are three gunas, passion, ignorance, and goodness in life. Wishing that you could explain this somewhat, especially what's meant by the mode of ignorance and the mode of goodness.
Goodness means you can understand things. Knowledge. You can know that there is God, that this world is created by Him, and so on, so on, so many things. Actual things. The sun is this, the moon is this. Perfect knowledge. If not perfect, he has got some knowledge. That is goodness. And passion means he identifies with this material body. And he tries to gratify his senses only. That is passion. And ignorance means animal life. He does not know what is God, how to become happy, why I am this world. Just like you are taking one animal to the slaughterhouse, it will go. But a man will protest. So this is ignorance. The goat, it is to be killed after 5 minutes, but if you give him a morsel of grass, he is happy, he is eating. That's like a child. You are planning to kill her or kill him. He's happy, he's happy. Which is no sense. That is ignorance.
If this is being in these modes determines your karma, is that correct? Determines
yes.
Your karma.
According to the association of the modes of nature, your activities as being contaminated. Karanam gunasanga asa sadasat janma junis. A man gets higher birth or lower birth according to the association of the guna or the mode of nature.
So, cheating and like that, what mode is that? Cheating.
Cheating is mixed up passion and ignorance. That's right. One man cheats other. That means he wants to obtain something. He's passionate. But he commits some murder. He does not know that I'll have to suffer for it. So it is a mixture of passion and ignorance.
And what about when somebody helps another person?
That is goodness.
Why is that goodness? What intelligence is that? I mean, is this represents knowledge of what? You said that goodness is when you have knowledge.
Yes.
Intelligence.
Yes.
So helping another person.
That it means he is ignorant. You are trying to enlighten him.
So giving intelligence.
Yes, that is goodness.
What about just giving assistance, like you give
that is also goodness.
To a beggar who has nothing, and you give alms.
So, that is goodness. But still, just like in your Bavari street, they give some charity, and immediately he purchases one. bottle of wine and drinks and lie down. So that is charity. That is not goodness. That is ignorance.
Not charity, it's ignorance.
There are three kinds of charity. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Goodness means charity where charity must be given. Just like this Krishna consciousness movement. See, if anyone gives charity to this movement, there is goodness. Because it is spreading God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, there is goodness. And if one gives charity for some return, there is passion. And if somebody gives in charity, he does not know what he is going to do, just like the bound man, that is ignorance. So our Vedic principle is, Krishna says that jat karosi, jat juhosi, jadasi, jat kurusadar madatman. But give me. But there is no question of knowing what is going to happen. If Krishna takes, that is the perfection of charity. Or anyone who is representative of Krishna, he takes, that is perfection.
And what kind of charity is it when you give to food to somebody who is hungry?
Well, that is also depends on goodness and passion and ignorance. That example I was giving, that a doctor has forbidden that this patient should not take any solid food. But if you make charity, and he is asking, give me some solid food. Sometimes patients ask. And if you give him solid food, then you are not doing good to him. That is ignorance.
Are the devotees beyond accumulating karma? Are they? Does a devotee, these devotees, do they feel karma? Do they work in these modes? Are they in the mode of goodness?
Huh?
Are the devotees?
They are above goodness. Shuddha sattva. Devotees are not in this material world. They are in the spiritual world. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahantam bhaktarini bhakti yogi na jasevate sagunan samasitta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Devotees are neither in the goodness, passion or ignorance. They are transcendental to all these qualities.
This is a devotee who practices very faithful.
Huh?
A devotee who is very faithful reaches this stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Devotee, you can become devotee as they have become. It is not difficult. Simply you have to engage yourself in the transcendent loving service of the Lord. That's all.
I wish to gain more knowledge of God and be able to feel God's presence more. The reason for this is because I feel life has little meaning without it.
Yes. If you miss this human form of life, it is a great loss. This is a chance given to the living entity to get out of the entanglement of material existence.
As I feel now, thankful that I've been able to.
Yes, you can learn more and more.
And now I still have my connections and home, marriage, and I'm engaged.
No, there are so many married. He's married.
Yeah.
Marriage is no barrier. I told you there are four different orders of social life. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sanyasa. So after Brahmachari one can marry. But that is not obligatory. He may remain domestic Brahmachari for whole life. But a Brahmachari can marry. After marriage, there is Vanaprastha life. Means little aloof from family, leave husband and wife separate. That time there is no sex life. And then when he fully renounced, detached from the family life, he takes on that.
Does somebody forget his wife completely then?
Yes. They forget. Forgetting is not very difficult if you try to forget. That's all. Out of sight, out of mind. That's why I want my wife, children, my grandchildren, everything. But out of sight, out of mind. That's all. That's a vanaprastha. And everything is nicely arranged by the baby sister.